Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
We can have all that we desire,
We must first believe that we can have it. It really is that simple. And again, you can find that at RevSandy.wordpress.com. And there's a different message that posted every day. And trust me, they will just really kind of send you off into your day with a smile on your face. So thank you for listening to that. So remind us of who we are. It's the whole purpose in what we do and what this radio program, Life, Love, and Wellness, is all about. Reminding us of who we are is what the daily messages are all about, because sometimes we forget, and you'll understand the reason why I chose that particular message for today when our guest Richard Campbell comes on. But let me hold up. I'm so excited to get him on, but, you know, we got to kind of do this thing a little bit in order here. So, audience, you know you're always welcome to be a part of the discussion. All comments are welcomed, and every voice will be heard. But let me tell you, there will be no foul, profane, or vulgar language allowed. If you choose to do that, then you will be automatically disconnected from the show. So just know that that's not allowed here. So our call-in number is 516-531-9819, and you just press 1 to let us know you want to talk live on air. And remember, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show, I've called it so many different things because it doesn't fit like under one little neat title, right? And it keeps getting broader and broader for me as I find out more and more about it. So the initial title that I called the segment tonight was Micro. The system is geological agriculture. And for short, Richard calls it GeoAg. But then I said, well, you know, what got me is that you're growing plants, you're growing food, and there's no soil, there's no dirt. And so it's been amazing. I'm going to tell you all about it in just a moment. We're going to take us a little short music break just to get ourselves together. And when we come back, I'm going to bring on Richard Campbell. We're going to talk about what the heck is this growing food without any dirt, without any soil, right? It doesn't even sound right. It sounds like it's just something out of in way off in outer space or something, right? But no, it's not. No, it's not. So just hang tight. We're going to be right back.
Go. They know we're not satisfied. No way.
apologize for that audio quality there. Got a little shaky at the end, but the message got across, right? Give more power to the people, for God's sake. That was a shine light. You know, we also like to keep our music alive, so we go back and dust off some of those oldies and bring them on so that we keep it all alive. So that's it. That's Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And so we thank you for being with us tonight. And, God, we're so blessed. We're so blessed in so many ways. And so all of this has led up to what we're going to talk about tonight, and that is this system of geological agriculture that Richard has been given custody over by the Creator. And he's going to share with us how it came about for him. I'm going to tell you how I actually got introduced to him. And so, you know, it's all a part of this magical universe, how it's all just right here in front of us, and we really don't have to go searching for anything. It's right here. When it's for you, you don't have to worry about it, you know, and people just be in their groove, because that's the way this is. We're not supposed to be struggling and making things work and forcing this and forcing that. And so I'm going to show you just how beautiful the synchronicity of this thing called life is when we bring on Richard. And so,
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
I've got one community announcement to make tonight. And this coming Sunday, February the 24th, there's a healing arts exchange, Healers Healing Healers. It's going to be held at the Core, which is owned by Noni Love over in East Point. It's going to be from 2 to 5. Her address over there is 2857 Main Street. It's right across the street from the MARTA train station. And if you are interested, any at all, call Linda Law at 404-669-9334. And that's Healers Helping Healers. And we're going to have a Reiki and chiropractic chair, massage, breath work, acupressure, reflexology, sound healing, bars, qigong, and iridology, just to name a few of the modalities that's going to be there. So, again, check that out. Call Linda Lai at 404-669-9334. The doors are going to open at 1:45, and they will close at 2:15, and no one will be admitted after that time to keep order going. Now, to the show. Yes, yes, yes. So let me tell you how this all came about. About 4 or 5 years ago, I did a 10-day healing program at Living Foods Institute here in Atlanta. And one of my classmates' name is Aisha Sandy. And we stay in contact with one another and bring each other up to date on different new happenings that we find ourselves involved in. And so Aisha was so excited to share this news and to tell me about this new growing system that she had learned about. And I was busy and half listening. You know how we get. Well, okay, let me speak for me. Sometimes I get busy and I don't fully listen to a person when they're telling me about something that they're interested in. And so I had already made up in my mind, right, exactly what she was going to be telling me or showing me when I got to her house. It was going to be one of those power systems, which can be extremely expensive. And I understand they really require a lot of work. And so begrudgingly, but with love, I went over to Aisha's house to see this system. I mean, because she was just ecstatic, just bouncing off the walls, telling me about this system and this person that she had met that had introduced her to this system. And so I went over to her house, and to my surprise, she led me down the stairs to her cold or cool, you know me, I'm from California, so everything's cold, to her cold basement. And there I saw the most luscious green plants. She had all kinds of sprouts, sunflower sprouts, broccoli sprouts. She even had a daisy that was growing in the wintertime, right, in dark cold. And I was just, like, amazed. And so I got geeked. Now I'm all into it, just like she was. And I understood why she was so excited. And so I had an opportunity to meet the founder, creator, I'm not sure what he's going to call himself, but of this system that is patented as geological agriculture. And Mr. Richard Campbell is such a down-to-earth, I mean, everyday, non-pretentious, just straight out, I need to get this in everybody's hands. And he's done all the work. I mean, just astute at everything. He has not missed any part of putting this system together. You know, so a lot of times we wonder, well, I wonder how they did that. I wonder how they came up with this system. I wonder what made a person, you know, go into a laboratory and do genetically modified stuff and all of that. And so here we have one of our own that has created this system, and I'm going to let him explain to us just exactly how this was just, you know, just handed to him. And sometimes we need a person's resume or bio, right? And sometimes we don't. Richard, for me, is just one of those people where I don't need his bio for me to introduce you to him as a very valuable component and member of our community, of our world, of the world of humanity, and what he has to offer. And so last week, what he does, he lives in D.C. or Maryland, in the Maryland area, and he comes to Atlanta every Monday and has a session with his leaders here in Atlanta. And so just this past Monday, not yesterday, but last week, I learned that he wears a title and is known as the government fix-it man, the federal government fix-it man. And so I was like, well, dang, this man has really done made it up the ladder, right, if they're looking at him like that. And so I thought I would wait until tonight to have Richard to explain to us exactly what that title meant. But more than that, I wanted to welcome this Morehouse man to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, with just wide open arms. And I am so honored and pleased to have met you and for you to just accept me in and to explain this phenomenal system that you have and what your goals are as far as being so unselfish and wanting to share it with the world. And Richard, thank you for being with us and welcome to the show. Richard, did you mute yourself? He's there, I think. Richard, well, I'm going to keep going until he comes on. So this system, and he has a book out called River Stones Grow Plants. And in the book, he's done like this years and years of study. And he also has had his the plants and the let's see, he's calling in. I don't know if I can add him on here. Let's try it and see. I lost him, so he'll call back in. But I did have him, and he was dropped off. So he will call us back. And so that we can have him to speak with us live on air. So I had to, here he is. You see? Hey, Richard, are you there?
Sandy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. And welcome to the show.
I was on, but I guess I didn't push the one to dial in. Glad I can be on the show. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. So tell the world how you would like to be known.
Well, I am the accidental scientist. Basically, you know, we didn't seek to figure out what we ultimately discovered about the rocks of the planet Earth. They kind of just a series of just interesting accidents along the way kind of led us down this path to kind of discover that the rocks of the planet Earth are not inert. Scientists just, you know, a series of bad premises and designs over the years just had us too focused on soil to not give rock a fair shake. And so we kind of figured it out by accident, and now we have geological agriculture, the study of growing plants in rocks without soil and fertilizer, among other things.
So how did that come about? How did you find this system or discover this system?
Well, in about 25 years ago, my uncle asked me to come outside and explain a phenomenon. And I came outside and I saw these rocks and I saw this vine, and at the end of the vine was a little watermelon about two fists. And he asked me why he was looking at that watermelon. And I was, you know, saying, hey, you know, the roots of that watermelon are under this rock bed in the soil. He said, no, that's impossible. I laid fabric and rocks down as weed protection last year, but I do remember eating watermelon last season and spitting out some seed. So I ask you again, why am I looking at this watermelon? And I pulled the rocks back, and I saw the vines crawling along the fabric, and came up with the theory that the rocks must be providing the food for that watermelon, under the notion of rocks are minerals, minerals are nutrients, nutrients are fertilizers. They're at least cousins. Based on what I kind of limited knowledge of geology that I knew or thought, and came up with the theory that rocks were probably, supporting bringing the life to that watermelon. And then I go off to Peace Corps in Mali. This is 94 at this time. And he goes off and goes to buy more rocks and more seeds and starts feeding the neighborhood on plants he was growing. And so for 10 years, he's growing plants and rocks. And then in 2008, my grandmother died, and my mom asked me to take an assessment of our land in North Carolina to see what we could do with it. And my uncle asked me to come check on his rock garden. So then when I got there, I did a tour. I said, okay, great. Whatever, fancy rock garden, doesn't mean anything to me. And then we got back to the kitchen. He says, hey, Richard, I've got two questions for you. I said, okay, what are your questions? He says, hey, you know, I'm doing this little garden because you came up with that theory, you know, 14 years ago. I said, okay. But what I don't understand of what's going on, why it's going on, all modern science says this is impossible. Okay, he says, hey, man, can you figure out what's going on, why it's going on, and explain in a scientific manner that people can understand? I was like, okay, what's your second question? And he's like, hey, can you tell it to the people? Can you let the world know that you can eat off these rocks? And I think it can help the people in Ethiopia because this was a time when the famine was 2008. And so I said, well, my resume suggests I could probably figure this out because I've been a management consultant for federal agencies. That means you look at federal problems across systems and help determine solutions. And so when you do that, you cover a lot of bases. And so I was able to take samples of his rock gardens back to Washington with me. And then did some studying, did some looking, did some figuring, and figured it out. River rock, or sedimentary rock, more precisely, jam-packed full of nutrients from formation 100 million years ago. See, sedimentary rock, that's where it's like the dollar bill. You know how on the dollar bill you got a little pyramid and it tells you some kind of secret? Well,
right.
Sedimentary rock is the word that has been hiding in plain sight and all throughout all humanity. Because by definition, it means basically rock of sediment in the water column, basically rock of sediment and bodies of water, or rock of sediment in oceans, rivers, and lakes. Basically, when the sediment of in oceans, rivers, and lakes fall to the ocean, river, or lake floor, the pressure of the earth fossilizes into a rock over millions of years. And so, but that sediment, a lot of times we say, hey, it's organic matter. We try to give a little, hey, it's silica, dolomite, these all these different little things. But in oceans, rivers, and lakes, the sediment is really dead fish parts, organic life. So the rock is kind of like dead fish parts fossilized into a rock over millions of years. You add water to that rock, and you replicate the ocean floor. See, mankind thought what was happening on the ocean floor with seaweed, with coral reef was due, you know, it's in a micro-adaptive environment. But in fact, that's all geological agriculture, too. It's where the rock of the ocean floor is powering that plant. So we just figured out how to replicate that on land through innovative design. And so now the rocks of the earth can feed you. The rocks of the earth have a nutrient signature. The rocks of the earth puts out all types of potassium, nitrogen, phosphorus, and all types of other elements. So we figured out how to test them and pinpoint them and grow plants with them. We've been doing it now for 25 years.
You know, just to think that in this process that you and your uncle have so graciously developed, we have all of these nutrients that have settled in this rock, and our bodies get to benefit. So this is like eating superfoods. I mean, you know, just that part of it. So we're not even talking about the beauty of the plants that would grow out of it, but the actual food that we consume is just jam-packed.
Yes. I mean, gravel of geological agriculture allows you to eat chemical-free, period, because it's the same rock that you already drink the water from in their stream. You know how you go to the freshwater stream and you get the water because it's so great?
Right.
Well, that rock right there is helping make that water great. It's that same rock. There are no chemicals in God's rocks, right?
Right.
Now, a bacteria can accumulate, but it's the same type of bacteria that can accumulate when you compost. The compost is dirty business, literally.
Right. Right.
And super stinky. And so, you know, there's some composting that occurs with gravel, but it's a good thing because it strengthens the growing environment. What that means is that when you grow a plant in rocks and it grows a full term, the roots that grow in those rocks die in those rocks, and then the worms will come in there and chow on those roots and spit out new soil, adding another layer of organic material in the growing ecosystem.
Right.
Even without the worms, the rock will somewhat sedimentize or digest and dry out and break down the carbon. It's called carbon reduction. And of the roots to even strengthen the growing ecosystem. So that every time you grow something in a gravel garden, it strengthens the ecosystem of the growing environment. So always improves in value, unlike soil that gets worse and worse and worse every time you use it. All types of great things out there with gravel.
It still just amazes me. And so let me just bring us up to date, and then we can go back a little bit. But a couple of weeks ago, the team was to make a presentation to a group of people, and the event was delayed. And so there were several growing cups that was prepared and wrapped in plastic to preserve them, and they're moving about from the center to the actual place of presentation. And so once the event was postponed, the cups were placed up under the table. And last week when they were taken out, it was realized that the plants were starting to come up, and they were transferred outside into the dirt. And I went by there earlier today, and the plants are doing fabulously well without going through the necessary steps that were outlined in the original, you know, like this is how you start the growing cup. And so I'm saying all of that to say that this thing really works. It just works.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, the rocks of the planet Earth do more than you know. Science just messed it up. You know how you make the rocks not work? Put it next to soil. How you make the rocks work is you put it next to water. That one detail throughout all of humanity could have stopped so many wars. Because famine now can be controlled. Diseased soil, now we have an alternative. So it's tough to disease the rock. Even if you got something on top of the rock, you can always sand it off. Rock is a whole different animal than soil. And all our fertilizers, think about what the soil paradigm means. The soil paradigm means polluting the earth. Remember, fertilizers are chemicals. They're pollutants. The reason, so if fertilizers are the pollutants and the chemicals, but every summer, what do? To our lawn? Add fertilizer all summer long. What do the farmers do to their fields? Add fertilizer all summer long. Basically, everybody is instructed to pollute the earth all summer long to make soil better. And so because of that is why the a key reason to the negative effects of the climate change. So we're doing the pollution thing every summer that's messing up our water tables. And then we're making more and more fertilizer that to add to the soil that keeps degrading after every season. To add more chemicals to the land. It's a never-ending cycle. And so rock changes all that. Rock enables the earth to take a breath from all that pounding of fertilizer that, you know, it's pretty much required by law, we do. Called keeping your lawn green, healthy. So, you know, fortunately, by luck of some watermelon seeds, I think we found another way. And so that's what we kind of teach at the GeoAg Academy over there at Oak Hill. They're it's at 2805 Metropolitan Parkway. We're going to be there, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, starting in April, running from April to October. And, you know, really getting out there in the community to really teach folks how to live off the rocks. It's a lot easier, it's a lot cheaper, it's a lot safer. And once you know it, I mean, there is some education. You know, you spent, you know, 10,000 years as humans on soil. Just because I'm saying the rock can work for you, you're not going to just know. There is some assembly required. You have to know the fundamentals. And we just say, get the book, River Stones Grow Plants, by me, Richard Campbell, before you go in on it. Read chapter 2 just to get the basics. And then go get started. And test all the rocks all around you. It's a lot, you know, that can be done with, you know, geological agriculture and nutrition. And, you know, we're just happy that Commissioner Arrington of Fulton County had the foresight to, you know, test it out there in Fulton County. And it seems to be coming along pretty well.
This has a huge impact on hunger, on survival around the world. And so, yes, we're thankful that Mr. Arrington gave you a green light here in Atlanta so that we have the opportunity to learn about this system and to spread the word. But it has a far-reaching impact, too, around the world. You had mentioned earlier about going into Peace Corps. So when you did Peace Corps, was this something that you explored while you were there, or is it something that you're looking to expand into some of the other countries and continents as you go along?
Well, you know, I didn't look actively at this until 2008. So I was already finished Peace Corps. By then, I'm in New York at an ad agency doing work with the military. So once I started on this, I kind of just, it was really a hobby. And it's pretty much been a hobby up until last year. Barnes and Nobles, and kind of a lot has taken off since then. And so now we're in the space of beginning to really educate others. And when you mentioned Africa, we are working with the State Department, though, a group called the Young African Leaders Initiative called YALI. It's an Obama program to identify the top leaders of Africa. And so we are working with about 12 country leaders, different countries, where we're all collectively going in on the United Nations grant to end hunger on the continent. And so far we're up to 12. We have until the 28th to submit, and we're looking to try to get about 50 countries together submitting there, and even the United States. I'm going to have the United States submit for Atlanta. You know, there's this area that I discovered. You know, I'm not from Atlanta, so I'm not familiar just how challenging the environment. Found this area right outside our doorstep at Oak Hill. And, you know, my colleague was like, hey, Richard, is that your project? And she's from Africa. I was like, no, projects is actually better than that. I found myself actually looking at this with, appears to be a pretty, really bad off community, shantytown of sorts. And so, you know, being that they're so close to us, we're going to really look at trying to equip those homes with free geological agriculture gardens so they can just grow their food at home and have this direct access to nutrition. And if possible, if they'll allow us, give them free indoor micro farms so they can grow their own microgreens and sprouts and give them training and the support so that, you know, they're close to us. And so we're there to try to help the populations that are distressed. And so we're looking at a variety of ways to support that community. And, you know, should they want it, you know, hopefully I counted out about 50 homes over there. And so we're just looking at going on in there and do what we call a nutrition intervention. I think the equity,
powerful.
The life expectancy difference in it, Buckhead and Bankhead is 25-year difference.
Right.
Now, when you're telling me things like that, and I'm seeing this shanty town 500 yards from where I teach, we got to go there first. Now I see the problem of the 25-year life expectancy difference. So that's where we're going to start. Well,
that's
where we're going to adopt. We're going to adopt that neighborhood.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, but we do have to take your home before we go out, right?
Yeah, I can't have 500 yards from where we teach this people starving. That defeats the purpose.
Yes, indeed.
So we're gonna, so we're gonna make sure that we got our flyers in those communities, that whoever's the people over those communities know that we're going to be visiting there pretty regularly now.
That's incredible.
And I think if I can get a rain barrel, you know, Atlanta's funny on gardening. However, Atlanta is excellent on rain if you did better water management. And so if I can get all those 50 homes with 50 rain barrels hooked up to my gravel garden, they're never going to go bad because they'll have the rain barrel assembly of rain there. And so, yeah, we can really set them up nice. So that's what we're going to try to do.
That would be so good. And there's a school that's within walking distance of that center as well. I believe it's an elementary school, right?
Yeah, because those kids, they've got to live over there and go to that elementary school. So we're going to figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna figure out that's our home target, home community that we've got to take care of home first.
And that's the attitude that we need to have whenever we're looking at, you know, helping people out. Is like that saying, you give a man a fish, you feed him for one meal. You teach a man to fish, and he is fed for the rest of his life. So that is absolutely beautiful, beautiful. So now, in this 25 years, or probably better, these last 11 years that you've been doing the work, you've been documenting your successes. And so have you ever had your food tested to find out what the nutritional value is compared to traditionally grown foods? And we're only talking about foods that you can do other plants too.
Absolutely. In the very beginning, we did testing for like vitamins A and C and, you know, the basics, just to make sure it matched up. But recently, we really, really, really took it all the way down to the elemental level across the organic elements from the periodic table. It's about 19 elements. And so we grew, you know, we constantly growing all types of plants indoors and outdoors. And what we figured out is there's about 5 labs in the United States, 5 big ones. And we send now plant tissue and water irrigation sample tests to these labs to get them tested. And the reason you send them all 5 or the top 5 is to check for consistency across labs. And so that way it's called redundancy in research. You want to be redundant in your analytical assessment. And so we just sent it to the top 5 largest labs in the United States. And everybody tested all the foods and the water, and it pretty much came back conclusive and consistent. Gravel-grown foods are superior in nutrient value, generally speaking, than soil-grown foods. Because we're able to release, and so the strength of the rock transfers into the strength of the plant. So if you have ocean rock that's super strong in phosphorus and nitrogen, sulfur, potassium, it's going to give you a stronger bean than if you had river rock. But the river rock is going to be still 5-6 times stronger than soil. So our base river rock, so that's what we use everything in, our base river rock. When we have our base river rock and we send them to the lab, we see out of the park results for phosphorus, nitrogen, sulfur, iron, copper, and patterns and trends, so that you see specifically what this plant is putting out nutrient-wise. And since we do it across 19 micronutrients, from your zinc to your copper, we do the NPK like everybody else, nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, but that's just three. We go across 19 dimensions so that everybody knows clearly how much sodium or zinc or molybdenum or iron or copper or phosphorus or aluminum or sulfur or nitrogen is coming out of these plants, the calcium coming out of these plants, or boron or nickel, that's coming out of these plants to affect what you have in your body. And then once you go deeper, when you break it down across the 19 elements, you then get to say, okay, what are my concentrations? Okay, phosphorus, nitrogen, and sulfur. What does phosphorus do for the body? Well, it helps with heart disease and cleaning your arteries out. Low phosphorus means you're going to get higher likelihood of clogged arteries. High phosphorus, less so. Sulfur creates sulfurine. That's what we're looking at to beat the cancer man. We think we got cancer beat. We're just trying to get some of these cancer research institutes to talk to us a little bit. Our data is incredibly overwhelming as it relates to the potential to address cancer, for example. So when you break down the element of nutrition across the 19 elements versus the three, like normal agriculture folks do, you get to really, really see what can be done. And the reason you don't do that much in soil is that soil doesn't have those higher output numbers of those micronutrients like you're going to find in gravel. And then when you test, again, your river rock versus your ocean rock, your plants out of your ocean rock are through the roof in nutritional value. And so it's a good road ahead for humanity. We're about to take the turn down the back nine, a whole new world of medicines and water purification, like you can have, healthier wine and healthier liquor because we can add more phosphorus and nitrogen sulfur to the water in which you make your wine and liquor. And so, yeah, we've done a good amount of nutrition testing, and we always want to do so, and we want to teach people how to do it. You know, once we figured out about these 25, you know, these five labs, well, it's really $25. Go get a test done. Well, that means it's affordable for people. And so part of our education is to show people how to do it and how to test it yourself. Don't just listen to me. Run my test back.
Right. You talked about the water, too. So, we've been talking about the effect, the nutritional effect on the plants that's grown. And then, so, yeah, there's a positive effect on the water if you just run your water through these rocks as well. So that's like a better quality of water versus getting bottled water or going through the alkaline and all of that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's where another thing that was hiding in plain sight, you know, fresh water from the rivers and streams of America. Well, what's in that fresh water that you can drink right out of the river? It's just rocks.
Yeah.
It's just the same rocks powering that water with the good stuff constantly. We just say, ah, it's really good water. Whoa, oh my goodness. Well, that's because it's the rock water. We just said it was part of life and nature, so that's a good water source. And we like it. It makes us feel better. And we can get streams and aquifers to pop a water spring, and we can harvest it and sell water. And so that's super pure. That's basically being washed through rocks, the same rock. Now we're just, so that same rock has been keeping that water good the whole time.
Yes.
By releasing these micronutrients that we can test for now. We've always been able to test for them, just knowing the scientists just missed it. They just missed it. Many are a little upset, but, you know, we'll get past them.
Yeah, it's just amazing the simplicity in this, and that you can use the rocks over and over again. So, you know, that's the beauty in this, and that it helps to strengthen that there is no mistake in this natural earth, this natural environment that we live in. So we don't have to keep, like you say, you know, producing the fertilizer or the additives to put in the dirt to give us whatever, but, you know, just using the natural elements of the rocks. I just love it. You guys, you have to see it for yourself. So get the book, River Stones Grow Plants by Richard C. Campbell. It is a simple book. It has hundreds and hundreds of pictures to show you the process, to walk you through it so that you know what you're doing. If you're here in the Atlanta area, they're beginning in April. There will be sessions over at the Oak Hill. And what was that address on Metropolitan?
2805 Metropolitan Parkway.
That's close to Cleveland, between 75 and 85 on Metropolitan at the Oak Hill Recreation Center from 12 to 4. And,
it's called the Oak Hill Child, Family, and Adolescent Center.
Okay, thank you.
The whole little name.
Right.
Well, we're there, and we got our plants up all the time, 5 days a week. You come check them out.
It's really amazing. It's you can feel the energy coming off the room that they're in. So, audience, if you have questions, comments, now would be a good time. We're right at 10 o'clock. And so in order to get your responses answered, then give us a call at 516-531-9819. Hit your one to let us know you want to talk live on air. And so we're live with Richard Campbell, and we're talking about geoagriculture or geoag. So this process that Richard's uncle and he have mastered is taking natural ingredients, rocks, gravel, sand, and creating much healthier, more nutritious, as been tested by major labs across the United States for the nutrient elements to have a much higher yield, positive, healthy effect on the human body than the same type of plants grown out of soil. And it's a system that can combat hunger around the world. It's easy, it's efficient, it's cost effective, and it is something that we can do. It's something that just makes sense. If you guys have any questions, now will be the time to call and ask Richard Campbell. And so, Richard, you say you have at least 12 countries right now. We do have a question here. Let's get this caller. Caller on 770-383. Want to give us your name and your comment, please?
Hey, Sandy. Hi, Mr. Richards. This is Marixa. Mimi, how you doing?
Hey, Mimi. Doing good. How
hey,
you
Mimi.
Doing?
Hey, this is very interesting, which it makes a lot of sense. You know, to me, you explain it so simple, so thank you so much. but my question is, I live in Atlanta, so where can we find good rocks here in Atlanta?
Generally speaking, the book says test your local rock from your local hardware store. Don't go on your own. Just, you know, the rules of gardening are very different. So you want to get the book, at least read chapters 1 and 2.
Okay.
And then you can go to the hardware store. But the rock's available everywhere.
Okay.
But you're not going to know intuitively what to do and what to expect and how it should behave, how you should seed, all these different things. But in the book, we kind of help the homeowner. It's kind of like a homeowner's guide.
Okay. Now, I'm visiting Savannah, Georgia, next week. So do I start digging the rocks over there by the ocean? I mean.
Oh.
Because I would be like a bucket of rocks.
What we say in the book is, you don't want to dig the rock out of the ocean to landscape your whole yard. You want to use the rocks in the ocean for small personal amounts of consumption because you know ocean rock happens to be really good. You want to buy your rock, though, from the local store. However, ocean rock is stronger nutritionally. So if you happen to have an ocean area where there's an abundant amount of rock, hey, sure, get a wheelbarrow, look at chapter 3 and go to town.
Okay.
But follow the instructions of chapter 3 if you do this outdoor thing. Try not to do it without following the instructions.
Sure, because I wouldn't know what to do with them anyway, so
right.
I need instructions.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
The book,
thank
River
you
Stones
so much.
Grow Plants, yeah. That'll do.
Okay, great.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you again so much. Okay, bye-bye.
So Mimi brings up a great question, and so some of these locations that are right on the water would have an excellent supply of rocks to use.
Yeah, everywhere along the ocean and the island nations, they're really, really, really stand to do well. Because the composition of the rock on the ocean is different than the composition of the rock on the land or in the river. It's similar,
right,
but very different in extreme ways. So, for example, in my river rock, which is the standard rock that I write the book on, you know, in 10 days in my river rock, you have 28% more potassium. But 10 days in my ocean rock off of Outer Banks, I have 274% more potassium.
Right, right.
So that's a significant difference when you're putting in that much potassium into that plant. And it translates into a more of a stronger nutrition plant. So, yeah, you might want to go get a couple rocks if it's not going to do anything adverse to the environment. But there's rock kind of the most abundant resource on the planet, I think.
Yeah, it gives it a whole new meaning. And I know that some of the individuals that are part of the team here in Atlanta have made reference to, you know, like picking the sprouts off the plants and just, you know, a handful or less actually fills them up, because it has, because our body, where the body is always wanting the proper nutrients that it needs to be satisfied. And so a lot of the overeating that we do and the obesity that we're faced with is because our food lacks these nutrients and these elements in the food. And so we're constantly eating, trying to get them. But because the plants that are grown in the rocks have an absolute abundance of these elements, these nutritional elements, it requires a very little food in order for your body to be satisfied. And so that's another bonus that this particular method of growing food has for the health of the body too.
Yeah, it's a lot happening with gravel now that we've figured out what to do. And so we're just excited that so many people are seemingly, you know, really taking an interest to learn this and share it with others. We say each one teach many.
There you go.
So we hope to continue that paradigm as we, you know, let the people know that the rocks of the world do more than we know or than you knew. And so, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to do over at Two Soil Less. That's our website where you can, you know, come learn more.
And that's two, T-O-Soil, S-O-I-L-L-E-S.com. That's Richard's website, right? And so go on there. So is there prospects for expansion here in the Atlanta area or in different parts of the United States before you go overseas, or can you share any of your prospects with us here tonight, or to let people know what to look out for, to, you know, keep their eyes open for you coming to their city or something? Or
well, you know, we're going to be doing a lot in Atlanta. We're going to do a lot in Atlanta, you know, really in April, you know, really kick off the spring season, at showing up at events, getting our academy, you know, really 5 days a week of what we're going for, so that we can give time for folks to come down there throughout the week to be able to do that. And then we're going to be going into the community a lot more. You know, we have a lot more partnerships in Atlanta. As you see what we're trying to do with the community that's right close to us, we're looking at working with some of the other offices and corporations in Atlanta. So there are a lot of exciting talks. And then Morehouse, let us not forget Morehouse. We've got a partnership with Morehouse out of this
Woo-hoo.
World. And, Morehouse Leadership Society is really stepping up. I mean, double, triple, quadrupling down. So Morehouse is really going to assume control over Atlanta and geological agriculture more than likely. So you'll begin to see and hear a lot more as we retool for 2019.
Alma mater and my son's alma mater. So, yeah, that's the way to do it, you know, to get the young people involved. So many times they're left out and, you know, not invited to the table to be a part of the change that's taking place. So that whole concept is just commendable. And it's good because a lot of our young people, and I laugh because it applies to the older people too, don't even realize, you know, where food comes from, and they think it originated at the grocery store or something, you know. So that's amazing.
We're happy that Atlanta is really stepping up in this sustainability pursuit. Top to bottom, the folks there really, you know, giving it a fair chance. So we're really happy with that.
Yes, yes. That's it. And so you have small children, correct? Or children?
Yes. Well,
so they've grown up on the system?
Yeah, they're in our commercials and advertising and stuff, you know, how that goes. Some kids and family business.
Right. So how would you categorize their health as compared to like their friends that are not eating the same type of way that your children are eating from the gravel garden?
Yeah, I would give you the health statistics of adults who are sick more so than my kids. Because they're just healthy little kids, you know, they're athlete kids, so it's hard to know.
You're just wondering, you know, if you did notice anything specific about them, their health compared to their classmates or, you know, their little friends or anything.
Not in a way that we could actually make a good statement. We can make good statements about adults and just what people say after they consume geological agriculture food. We do have a lot of adults making, a serious amount of comments that of the health issues being, you know, immediate, you know, helped and solved for pains that once were there, not issues. And so we do see a good amount of people saying that there's significant health effects that are beneficial. So we like that.
Right. You know, and then coming from a health and wellness aspect, the point I was making earlier is that adults, older people, do have a tendency to overeat, and the body is in search of those nutrients. And so, you know, that's something that we're not taught in school or taught as a part of a healthy lifestyle. And so when we can get those nutrients into our bodies, we don't have to consume as much food as we would otherwise. And so, you know, just looking at it from a very holistic and healthy way, healthy lifestyle, then it just stands to reason that eating fresh, picked, live foods, especially the sprout, they perk your body up, you know, from the inside out. It's like having an electrical shock because you've got all of this positively charged elements and the 19 elements that you were talking about, those things that our body are craving that we need to be healthy and to live disease free. It's just amazing. And because I've seen the report that Rich is talking about, and the report that I've seen comes from one of our local colleges here, UGA, and the amounts of the nutritional value of those 19 elements are just off the charts. They're like 4,000 or 5,000 times more than what is coming out of the ground. And I just found that's another one of those fascinating things. You know, we've been duped and told so many things that are untrue about what we need and the value of the food that we can get. And so it's amazing to me, just, you know, the differences that are coming up in these reports, like 400 and 500 times more value, 3,000 times more value in the different elements. So where do we go?
Well, you know, we'll just keep pushing and keep going and keep, you know, working with the multinational organizations and city mayors and And, you know, your listeners could email us at rocksgrowpr@gmail.com.
Hope you guys got that. We're going to give it to you one more time, too. And the website is?
To Soilless. That's TOSOILLESS. That's two L's in there. TOSOILLESS, which is also our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're really active on Instagram. So that's TOSOILLESS. And then on YouTube, we've got about 30, 40, 50 videos at GEOAG, that's GEOAG, dash growing in gravel, GEOAG, dash growing in gravel on YouTube. You search that, you get all types of videos so you can see all our plants, what happened last year, and some of what we got growing around now. So, you know, check us out online. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Come speak at your school, work with your organization, show you a little bit more about the rocks.
And get the book.
And get the
Make
book,
sure
Riverstone Grow Plant. It tells you what you need to know. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or anywhere books are sold.
And
you?
Richard, you're welcome. Now,
go ahead.
You love going out and talking to these different organizations and schools and whoever will have you to share this project, because we've got listeners calling from around the country on the line and in our chat room right now. So I just want to let people know.
Oh, do you have
that,
you got some questions out there?
No one has questions
okay.
as of yet. All right, you guys, look, this is going to be the last call for questions, 516-531-9819. If you're already on or calling in, press 1 to let us know that you have a question or concern or compliment or whatever for Richard. Let us know. We're going to give you a couple more minutes, and then we're going to let Richard go because he's representing all over the place, and his time is very valuable, and we want to honor what he's doing in the world and let him get his rest if there's no questions or there's no comments. You've done an excellent job, Richard, in explaining the system to us, and as Mimi said, broke it down and made it very simple and easy to understand exactly what it is that you have and for the public to understand. And sometimes, you know, it takes us a while to digest and understand exactly what's going on. And so with people having your email address and the different other social media sites, they can always go on and follow up with you at a different time. And so let's see, we have one more caller here. Caller on 678-283. You want to give us your name and your comment or question, please?
Hi, my name is Bertha Burney, and I'm just enjoying GEOAG. I started back in July of last year, and I'm real excited and looking forward to this year with Richard and seeing where we're going to be going with this, because it's truly been a blessing to me, and I really want others to reach out and come enjoy growing their own food, and they don't have to worry about any recalls, salmonella, and it's quick growing and it's really nutritious.
Well, thank you, Miss Bertha, for coming in. Miss Bertha, she's been a part of our program since the beginning there when it started as a pilot in Atlanta, and is just taking a leadership position and really telling other people. She epitomizes it, each one teach many. I think we had her on our radio show, and I think she's, you know, shared it with close 40, 50, almost 100 people out there in the efforts she's got going on. So thank you, Ms. Bertha, for what you do with geological agriculture in Atlanta and elsewhere.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And so, Bertha, how has it impacted your life and as far as being able to share this with other people and being able to see, you know, knowing that you're making a positive difference in somebody's life?
Well, with me, I have a real busy schedule. So at work, I take my most of the time I take a salad. So I've been cutting my microgreens and just showing people how easy it is to grow, how to harvest them and make your salad and bring it for lunch. So I really enjoy just sharing what I have learned with others and giving them the challenge of trying to grow, you know, to grow something and to let them see that you don't need a green thumb or anything to do it. It's just the rock does the work.
Good, good. Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing with us, and thank you for helping me when I came over to the center. You have just patience of Job in giving people the explanation and actually giving them the opportunity to learn more and more about the system. So I really appreciate it because, you know, we get a little antsy about not knowing, you know, or being intimidated by learning something new. And so when you have somebody around with the temperament that you do, it makes learning a lot easier and more comfortable for people. So I appreciated that very much.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome anytime. So I just want to invite our listeners out to come out for a class. You just come by the academy and visit us in room 214 and just seeing what you can do and what you can grow in under 21 days, you know?
Under 21 days.
She's got it. Yeah, she's the leader. She is our head geo-agripreneur for Atlanta, as you can hear.
And that was one thing wasn't brought up, you know, that time frame. That's awesome. Less than 21 days, you got food going.
Yes, you do. And it's eat, plant, eat, and repeat. So once you harvest, you're planting again, and you know you just repeat the process, and just to get it
right.
going, you know, get it going, you get it going, and just keep it going.
Great. Well, all right. We got any others out here? Let me see. Let me check the chat room. We're clear there. So, listeners, this is your last call. And, again, we're going to let Mr. Richard Campbell go ahead and have a early evening release. And, Bertha, if you want to add anything, now would be the time. I'm not sure, you know, if what else you might want to add to the discussion. We've talked about the different projects and the expansion and the benefits and pretty much what you've added in, you know, as far as sharing it with people.
I mean, all I can add is just we just want to invite everybody out to come to a class and invite us out to your, you know, to your organization, so we can get you all to growing your own food, and so we can eliminate some of these food deserts that we have in the communities, and that we can teach our young people how easy it is to you know, to eat healthier.
Because you do a lot of the community outreach events, right?
Yes, I do.
Right, right. And people are amazed at the ease of being able to grow their own food.
Yes.
So do you go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead with the question.
No, what I was going to ask you is, do people make any comments about, you know, being able to grow in the gravel and sand versus getting their hands dirty in the soil? You know, is that a concern for people? Do they, you know, do they like that, or they find it strange that you don't have to put the seeds in the ground? What are some of the things that you find with people's comments with that?
I mean, they just really be amazed. That's why when we go out to a different event, and even at our academy, Oak Hill, we just try to show people how when you start out, you put the born date on the cup or the container that you plant it in, and just so you can document to see how fast it grows, and then at the same time, you don't have to, you know, how you can start your seedlings out if you want to go on to something else. But we mostly specialize in rock and just letting them see how all the nutrients are already in the rock. All you need is some water to add in the seed. And, you know, and just follow our process. And like we said, go out and get the book so you can know exactly what to do. But by all means, just come by and visit us over at Oak Hill in room 214. And so we can teach you exactly how to do it and what to look for so you can be more successful at it.
Yeah, because it's really something that you have to see, you know. And so the book would be an excellent, excellent tool to have because, like I said, you know, in the beginning, I really had no idea what Aisha was explaining to me until I actually saw it. And the plants were just magnificent, you know, just luscious green. They were just beautiful. And so it's one of those you got to see it to believe it kind of thing. So, yeah, but it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. Well, would you guys, Richard and Bertha, would you like to give your contact information one more time? Hopefully those that did not have ink pens and paper have it now and they could jot this down. And then we're going to call it a night. And I so appreciate you for taking the time, Richard and Bertha, for adding your expertise to the conversation to be able to share with people this most incredible method of growing healthy foods to nourish our bodies, to restore them to a place of wholeness and wellness. And I just thank you so much because I know you're busy. I know you're promoting this and you're, you know, what is it, pounding those boots on the pavement every day. And so I appreciate you for taking the time for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having us. And, you know, find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Two Soil Less, TOSOILLESS, Two Soil Less. Also, email us at RocksGrowPR@gmail, RocksGrowPR@gmail. And we love to come to where you are and bring Miss Bertha Bonnie along and the whole team and kind of show you how to grow plants and rocks there in Atlanta. And elsewhere, reach out to us. We'd love to engage you and speak with you about geological agriculture.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
once again. And so I'm going to close us out with a song that actually I did 7 or 8 years ago with my nephew. And it kind of sums up this whole night that we've been talking about. The geo-agriculture. So we'll see you next week, everybody, and we're going to close out with We Eat the Junk that was recorded by me and produced by my nephew.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we eating.
It's not food at all.
And we eat the junk.
Because we get it out of a grocery store. And it's not food at all. I know I was telling my dad. Because he liked the Pringles potato chips. Like, Daddy, you ever thought about how they get each one of those potato chips in that exact same shape? They never crumble. He's like, nah, I ain't gave much thought to that. I'm like, well, maybe they're manufactured in a laboratory somewhere.
You cannot get a potato like that and fill up all those cans that they sell those potato chips in. Come on, Daddy.
We've allowed the pressure of a materialistic society to take us away from
the things that are really important.
And we eat the junk.
Like being there with your children versus working two jobs.
And we eat the junk.
So that you have this fine car.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food. Don't know what we're eating.
It's not food at all. What was such an eye-opener for me was when my grandchildren were small. So we're talking about 12, 14 years ago. And that was when I first started the juicing. Natural apples and carrots and celery. And my grandchildren were like, Grandma, what is this? It's not clear. You didn't buy this out the store. Oh, Grandma. They didn't know. They just had no idea what natural looked like. So then I started boiling fish. My mom don't cook like this. Can you go teach her how to cook? Because this tastes good. We don't take the time to prepare healthy meals.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating.
Not food at all. So now, I read this article that said one of the reasons why people are so overweight is that there's no nutritional value.
And we eat the junk.
So your body is craving vegetables. So you go and you get a hamburger, a diet soda, and some french fries. And you eat this, and your stomach is full at that moment. But just in a short period of time, your body is like, hey,
and we eat the junk.
I'm hungry again. I'm hungry again.
And we eat the junk.
So you go out and now you get potato chips and, I don't know, candy bar.
And we eat the junk.